Gemara in Menachot Daf Lamed Zayin brings a story with Ravina and Mar Bar Ravashi, who Ravina saw Mar Bar Ravashi, his talet became pasul as he was walking on Shabbat. There are two different versions there in the Gemara, but the version which is the final one, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that since it was Reshut Karmelit, so it was not a public domain minatora, so therefore he preferred not to tell him anything. Why? Because of a concept called Gadol Kevod Abediot, the Kavod of the human dignity, I would say, is so important that it's Dochet Lot Asa Sheva Torah, it could push an Isur de Rabbanan. It's a way to say, but it's an Isur de Rabbanan. It pushes away an Isur de Rabbanan. So since he was in an Isur de Rabbanan area, because even if he carries there something proactively, it's never going to be chayav because it's a reshut karmelit. So therefore, he preferred not to tell him. Okay? And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Gimel, Seif Gimel, im nodalo b'shabbat kishu b'karmelit, sha'atalit sha'alav pasul. Somebody realizes or somebody tells him that his talet is pasul and he is standing in a reshut karmelit, lo yasirenu me'alav. He doesn't have to remove it ad sheyagia lebeto, until he reaches his house. The gadol kevod abriyot, because human dignity is so important that you wouldn't have someone undressed in the Reshut Arabim. There's a machloket there between the Bet Yosef and Rabbi Akiva Iger, who wants to be cholek on the Bet Yosef. Because the Bet Yosef says, you know, if it's a talit gadol, for example, what's the problem with this? He's totally dressed. It's just an extra talit on top. There's no problem of kevod abriyot if you remove your talit gadol, right? So what's the problem with this? The Bet Yosef says, no, lo plug. Once they decided on the talitot, so all the talitot are included. We don't make a distinction if he's actually going to go through embarrassment or not. So this is a side point. But I would like today to focus on the following. The Chavarah, there's still an Isur Min HaTorah happening at the same time. And what is it? He's wearing a talit of four corners without tzitziot. So the Shulchan Aruch is just focusing on the problem of carrying. Hello, but you're doing an Isur Min HaTorah of wearing a talit with four corner garment without tzitziot. And that's Min HaTorah, that's not the Rabbanan. So you should be removing it because of the other Isur. Now forget about the Isur of Shabbat, the Isur of tzitzit. What's going on here? The question is very strong. The Mordechi answers the question. Mordechi says a big chidush. He says there is no chiyuv on Shabbat to put tzitziot on a four-corner garment. He says the chiyuv is not. First of all, the Torah doesn't say don't wear a four-corner garment. The Torah says if you have a four-corner garment, put tzitziot. Can you put tzitziot on a four-corner garment on Shabbat? No, because you have the isur of making tzitziot on Shabbat. Good, so you're patur. That's the way the Mordechi is learning. It's a very strong chidush, but everybody brings the Mordechi, the Bet Yosef, Mishneh Berurah, Halacha Lemaaseh, they're all saying, this is the answer to the question. Again, because you would not be chayav to apply the four tzitziot to your garment on Shabbat. The chiyuv is a mitzvat aseh. It's a positive commandment of putting the tzitziot while you're wearing a four-corner garment. If it's impossible, it's called honest. I'm totally anus. What do you want me to do? You want me to put the tzitziot now? No? Good. So I could stay like this, right? He says it's exactly the same thing as somebody entering a house that doesn't have mezuzah. Same thing. You have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on your door. If there's no mezuzah, you can't enter. You could enter. Especially if it would be Shabbat, for example. So you cannot put the mezuzah. What are you going to do? You can't enter the house? Ma kesher. It's true that it's unspoken lotaseh, which is don't wear a talet that doesn't have a tzitziot in the four garments. Okay, that's good for chol. But on Shabbat, I cannot put it. I cannot fix it. What do you want from me? So therefore, he's anus, and he could wear it. This is what he says. It's just a little she'elah. So halakha lemaaseh, we're good for the tzitziot. But on this of the mezuzah, does it apply to mezuzah? There's a big chiluk that one could make. What is it? The chiyuv of tzitzit on the garment happens when you wear the tzitzit. Which means if you have a talit in front of you, you look at it, and there's only three tzitziot, or no tzitziot. Do you have an obligation to put the tzitziot on it? No. So when does the obligation happen? When you wear it, that's when the obligation comes. Shtayim bevatachat. It comes at the same time. But the house, even if you don't wear, if you're not inside there now, you still have a chiyuv. It's still called the dirah. It's still called the house. So therefore, you still have a chiyuv to apply a mezuzah there. Even if you say, you know what, for the next 15 days, I'm not going to be there. It's your house? Yeah? Okay, you have to put the mezuzah. So therefore, when you enter, the chiyuv of putting the mezuzah was before you entered the house already on you. So you're posheah, put the mezuzah even if you're not there. Here, however, the wearing it is what brings you the obligation. It's a much lower level. So some acharonim are discussing this this parallel between the tzitzit and the mezuzah, claiming that in achinami for mezuzah, if there's no mezuzah in the house, maybe it would be asur for a person to come in. However, halacha lemaaseh, well, we're not learning ilchot mezuzah, but the Primei Gadim says that the halacha is like the Mordechi, that even if there's no mezuzah in the house, one is allowed to enter that house. So back to halachot, we answered the question why one on Shabbat may continue walking in the Reshut Karmelit. Tomorrow we'll discuss a little deeper what is Karmelit and Reshut Arabim halacha lemaaseh. But in the Karmelit, one may continue walking with his talit, even the talit gadol, if it became pasul.